The Buddha himself denied being divine, and instead said that just like he gained wisdom and compassion, all beings are capable of developing wisdom and compassion. And in this way, the Buddha, in a way, was a great radical, and that he taught the equality of men and women. The highest level of society and the lowest level of society were equal in his eyes. And in this way, the Buddha taught us all to practice equanimity, recognizing that everyone is just like us, and that everyone wants the same thing that we want, which is safety, happiness, and goodness. And in this way, the Buddha taught that we all have basic goodness within us. He didn't teach that beings were basically evil or sinful. He said beings basically have this capacity, and this capacity is good. And in this way, we have a value that we don't have to earn. This is why, in Buddhist thinking, all lives matter and all lives have value. No one is expendable. No one needs to be thrown away. So the work that we're doing tonight to remember those who some might place at the edges of society, what we're doing is sacred work, bringing these souls to their rightful place in our hearts and in our minds. And more than just remembering them, we need to dedicate ourselves, as Pastor Jim has said, to rediscovering and expanding our own openness to the intrinsic goodness in the hearts of all people, and to train ourselves to expand our hearts to love them all.